This session is on higher power and prosperity. I'd like to invite our guest speakers for the first session to come up. Perry, Liz, and David. Can I invite Perry to start us off?
Yes, higher power and prosperity, steps 1 to 3. First of all, it's great to be here. Debbie, thank you so much for all your effort. I think I came to a convention back in 2014. I was involved in the 2020 events committee, trying to do the 2020 committee, and it was a shame we couldn't do that. So this has been fabulous. We were here yesterday, but really excited about looking forward to the workshops today. So that'd be great. It's my own experience of steps 1 to 3, but I'll focus on steps 1. I think others are going to talk on 2 and 3. So let me take you back to kind of 2006, 2007. I was running a small graphic design agency in London, and we had a project to produce a sports programme relatively regularly, and it had a deadline of a weekend. And we were always concertinaed into this kind of source material coming late, blah, blah, blah. And often what would happen is I would pull all-nighters to get the job done. And that was just the pattern of my work life. And I remember at a certain point I said to a sponsor in another fellowship, I've worked all night again. And he said, well, you must be raking it in. And I said, I'm not even telling the client this is going on, let alone billing for it. And he said, I'm in a fellowship called Under Earners Anonymous. You might want to think about that. And I remember hearing the word under earners and remember thinking, one, I don't like the word, and I don't like the word because it absolutely rings true to what my patterns had been for a long, long, long time. And I got to the Hines Street meeting fairly quickly after that. And I just remember that sense of two things really that came out of that first meeting. One, people were comfortable talking about money, and I definitely was not. And the second was, it was action. I saw action taking place. People would share actions that they were doing for the week. People were sharing their step work. And that was just wonderful to see. Me and my old business partner had a phrase at the time, it shows you where we were, which was saying, well, we kind of half joke about this, which was, if we billed every hour we work, we'd be wealthy. And we weren't billing. We weren't even telling clients how much work we were doing half the time. Standing this side of that, it sounds absolutely insane. So, I'd love to say after I got to that first meeting, it was all absolutely fine and off it went, and it didn't. And this is my experience with it. I spent the next kind of probably 6 years. I picked up a few tools, and that we've got some fabulous tools here. Clarity around my figures, time recording. I got very good at that. But all I did was take away a couple of practical tools. I was working 12 steps in another fellowship and felt I didn't need another fellowship to have to work. I've only ever had two really black moments in my life. First black moment was in 1995 in Bristol, and that got me into my first fellowship. The second one was in 2012, and I was working on a fairly high-profile project. It was starting to go wrong. I was still pulling 67-hour weeks, and I still had no money, and I'd had enough. And I sensed that when I look back at that period of my life, that's my rock bottom. That's my defeat, and that's my surrender in this program. And what I knew from other programs was, instead of being on the edge of the bed, I needed to get to the middle of the bed. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And I had a wake-up call, and I knew I'd been dipping in and out of meetings. I could see people experiencing this sense of abundance and prosperity, and I wasn't. So I knew I needed to take some action. And I think, you know, pain is a great motivator. And actually what it did was kick me into action. In the guidelines about the speakers, it just says how you start and how do you work a program in your daily life. What that did was, okay, if I can fully admit to myself that I'm a compulsive under-earner, I have a lack of power in my life. I am powerless over under-earning. Where is that power that I need to be abundant and prosperous? It's not coming from me. It's not a practical tool that I pick up. So what that started was a sense of beginning to connect with a higher power around this stuff in my life. What I was able to recognize it, just check, is somebody timing?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sorry, I'm just starting to hear a little bit.
No problem. Better?
Faster.
Okay. Yes, that sense, I've been able to see, having been in other fellowships, letting go and letting God was what I felt this program was all about for me. I said this in a meeting the other day. There's only three words in the steps that relate to earning. It's step one, which has under-earning in. Step 12 has compulsive under-earner in. The rest of it is a spiritual program. For me to live abundant and prosperously, I needed a change of mindset, and that needed to be a spiritual change. For me, it was a lot about letting God into this area of my life. I'd let God into other areas of my life, being in fellowships, but not in this area of my life. I was hanging on to it. And there was a lot in that for me. There was a sense of being really fearful of letting go of where that was going to go. And I've had that in numerous other fellowships that I've gone into, which was, there was a real sense that I was going to have to be more visible. I was going to actually have to start talking money and acting grown up. I was actually going to have to... my choice of word is conflict about money, which was where I was in 2000. It felt like that's all what it was about. I put an estimate or cost in for a piece of work, and I'd be a battle to get that done. So what I began, I love the phrase, everything I ever let go of had claw marks all over it. And that's what it felt like in 2012. I'd got to the point, I'd been defeated, right, let this go, let's see. And I had enough connection with a higher power at that time to go, I can trust that this is going to go in a great direction if I get out of my own way. And the result of that was, in a 10-minute share, it sounds like it happens like that. Nothing ever does for me. Over a process of time, I got more and more into the middle of the bed. I started taking more actions. I got an action partner. An absolute change in my life. Worked what was the kind of, what is a prosperous vision for me? Start defining that. Look at my goals. Set some actions for that and take some bite-sized action towards those goals. And that was the stuff that really started to change change some stuff on a day-to-day basis. And then on top of that, I was working, doing some service, sponsoring. And so it just felt like I started to move more towards the inside, more towards the middle of the bed. And what I began to feel, there's a lovely phrase, I think, in What You Deserve, which is moving from a deprivation-based mindset to a prosperity-based mindset, and that's what I started to experience. I started to feel more comfortable talking about money. I started to feel like I deserved money. I felt like I deserved good things happening in my life, and it was all... I started to put a savings plan together. And so as I started to feel that, what happened was the business itself started to pitch for better business. Our costs went up, and instead of me thinking what the client would pay, I would put the cost in. I would try not to second guess the client and put a cost in that I felt that we were going to deliver for a piece of work. And how long left? Okay. And just three examples here in that, what did then life look like? From a kind of hope and experience point of view, was I put a cost in for a project that a number of years earlier I would have absolutely laughed at that I could have done that, even taking it seriously. So I began to become financially more abundant and prosperous. But actually the two that I want to share with you was, it wasn't the fact that that happened and that was amazing. It was the other stuff that God helped me get through, because stuff went wrong. I had two major projects go really wrong. And prior to having support of sponsors and fellows and being in UA, I'd want to run from it and not deal with it. And the program allowed me to turn up, negotiate our way out of it, and leave weirdly with good relationships out of two projects going wrong, which absolutely astounded me. So, 10 seconds left. In summary, a spiritual program, a relationship with a power greater than myself, to find that power that I didn't have, to live abundant and prosperously in life. You know, I know it's been a little bit more about the money side of it. I think in the last number of years, it's been a lot around visibility and underbeing. But what attracted me initially was I wasn't earning an income that allowed me to even meet my needs. And today that feels different. So I'm glad I'm here. Thank you.